The Chinese government is taking on a new ideological task. In China, certain words are politically sensitive, for example, Tiananmen Square or democracy. And these days, that list is growing. Words like regal and supreme have fallen foul of political correctness and so will no longer be seen on Beijing billboards. NPR's Louisa Lim says the new government regulations reflect a certain unease with citizens whose tastes are distinctly non-proletarian.
I'm standing on a busy road beside a billboard for a new development whose name translates something like the impression of a royal castle, and the picture's really quite spectacular. It's a woman in a flowing red satin dress standing in front of the Arc de Triomphe in Paris.
As of next week, this billboard will be forbidden in Beijing. New regulations say that ads will no longer be allowed to glorify feudal emperors, imperial nobility, or anything vulgar. David Wolf from Wolf Group Asia says it's part of a new campaign.
The truth is the party has started what is very clearly a campaign against ostentation in China. There is a pushback against things Western, and there is a desire to see those Western things take a lesser role in the development of Chinese culture.
It's a move aimed at protecting social harmony, the state media says, at a time when the wealth gap is widening. But the new rich still have money to burn, and China is second only to Japan as a consumer of luxury goods. Driving that luxury splurge are people like 20-something Li He, who's waiting outside a mall with three friends clutching a stiff brown Gucci shopping bag. He spent $450 on a leather belt. When asked if banning certain words will change his shopping habits, Li He scoffs. Those who should be rich are rich. Those who should be poor are poor, he says. Those who work hard get rich, while those who don't stay poor. When I ask what he works hard at, he says he works hard at having fun. His leather belt, he admits, was bought with his parents' money. That sticks in the craw of Mr. Tang, a construction worker who will only give his last name. It will cost him more than a month's wage to buy one Gucci belt. I feel uncomfortable seeing people waste money like that, he says. Nonetheless, it's not as if Mr. Tang and his fellow workers will be burning Burberry billboards anytime soon. In fact, he sees the new regulations as kind of silly. Peking University sociologist Zheng Yefu also doubts they will make any difference.
Our TV shows are full of shots of rich people's extremely luxurious lifestyles, their houses, their dinners, their clothes, everything. But nobody is interfering with that. So will banning certain words from billboards really have any benefits?
Chateau Lafite wine and Hermès scarves are name-dropped in this soap opera with the politically dubious name of Fashion Kingdom. But despite the assault on billboards, Beijing's not taking aim at luxury goods in general. On the contrary, China's considering cutting its high taxes on luxury goods so wealthy shoppers can stock up on their Louis Vuitton at home rather than overseas. Beijing may be using foreign luxury goods to send a political message, but it still wants to cash in on them. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.